Well, it's pretty obvious that Pentagon spokesperson John Kirby is a liar. I mean, well, that's been obvious for a long time. But now he's lying about the drones. And he's saying very qualified statements here. He's stating things like, we have no evidence that they pose a threat from a foreign nation or something like that. Well, that's really qualified. And let's just be clear that stating that you have no evidence of any harmful intent or that you have no evidence that they are any threat, that's not the same as saying that you are certain they are not a threat. Those are completely different things. You can have no evidence for a long time just by closing your eyes, you know, or just not looking. So I'm not at all impressed by his statements, but he's been a liar for a long time on a lot of issues, you know, about Ukraine and Russia and Nord Stream and everything else. He's just a prostitute for the Pentagon. That's all he is, a Pentagon prostitute. But you and I know that because of all the reports of what's going on, all these drones in the sky, that they are real. This is a real phenomenon. They're not imaginary, and they're not just commercial aircraft. So anybody out there saying that they're, you know, general aviation aircraft or commercial aircraft or military aircraft that are just common, you know, fixed-wing aircraft or just common helicopters, you're full of it. You're full of it. That's not what this is. These have been witnessed by members of law enforcement, sworn officers. They've been witnessed emerging out of the ocean. They've been witnessed plunging back into the ocean, and we're talking like 50 of them. They have been witnessed dropping aerosols, so chemtrailing people. They have been witnessed opening fire from the air to the ground, not necessarily in New Jersey, but in different places. And they clearly do not fly like fixed-wing aircraft, and they're not helicopters. They don't sound like helicopters. And then for us to be told by various government officials, including Pentagon spokespeople, different from Kirby, to be told that we don't know whose these are, but we think they pose no threat, like that's insulting. That's insulting to our intelligence. These drones have been hovering over military bases in the New Jersey East Coast area for weeks. Clearly, they're observing, or they're capable of observing. They could be gathering the electromagnetic data, broadcast data, obviously visual data, who knows what else. They could also carry weapons. These could carry nuclear weapons. And then we were told by that congressman who came out on Fox News that these are coming from an Iranian mothership that's just offshore. And yeah, an Iranian mothership parked offshore that Iran bought from China. So what? Are we supposed to be looking for a Chinese mothership now somewhere offshore? I mean, these are the ridiculous things that we are told. And understand that if you are to believe the official government explanation that we don't know whose these are, but they're not ours, you know what that means? It means that the United States government can't protect the skies over its own military bases, that we can't protect our own shore, that we can't protect our nation in any way. Is that what they want us to believe? I mean, isn't that potentially a frightening scenario to say that we don't know? And then when you're listening to these government spokespeople, you realize that whatever the truth is about this, whatever it is, the truth is scarier to the American public than these lies. And remember, these lies are saying that the U.S. military can't protect the skies over its own military bases, that we have no national defense, that we're just too incompetent, or we have too many LGBT helicopter crews or whatever, and we can't defend our country at all. And you're supposed to just say, oh, that's totally normal. And that any foreign country can fly any drones over our country at any time, and that there's nothing the Pentagon can do about it. How ridiculous is that? You know, we do have, you know, combat air patrol. We've got National Security, Air Patrol, all over the East Coast, all over New Jersey, all over New York. There's Air National Guard. You know, there's straight up U.S. Air Force assets. I mean, they've got plenty of planes to put in the air. If they wanted to shoot down one of these drones or chase it down, they could have easily done so by now. So I ask you, why aren't they doing that? The answer is obvious. Because these drones are a top secret U.S. military weapons program. That's what they are. And the fact that they are emerging from the ocean and then plunging back into the ocean tells you that the U.S. government is testing a submersible drone carrier platform that would be used for a shoreline drone invasion. And, you know, why wouldn't they tell you that they're testing a weapons program? Why wouldn't they tell you that, oh, we're testing new drones? Because that would, the people would just say, oh, okay, move along, you know, whatever. That would just be normal to say, yeah, we're testing drones. Of course drones are weapons. We've seen them used in Ukraine, Russia. You know, we've seen China roll out all kinds of drones. We've seen drones used by narcos on the border. So it's totally normal to just roll out drones. Why don't they just say that? Well, there's a reason for that. There's a reason for the secrecy. And I believe the reason is because they plan to deploy them against the American people. That's why. They don't want you to know what's coming. They don't want the American people to be informed of the attack that's coming upon them. Now, probably this attack will be blamed on Iran or Russia or China or somebody, because that's how false flags work. You know, false flag means it's a real event, it's a real attack, but it's blamed on someone else. That's what's meant by the false flag. It's the other flag, the flag of the other nation. So, classically, this is looking like it's going to be a false flag drone assault on the United States of America to be blamed probably on Iran so that the United States can justify war with Iran. And yet, it will be these government drones, and they will attack Americans. And then we will be told that our nation is under assault by Iran. And therefore, we have to nuke Iran, which is exactly what Israel wants us to do. And Israel, of course, they're the champions of false flags. I mean, look at their involvement in 9/11. They wanted us to go to war against Islam, because those are the enemies of Israel. And it worked. After 9/11, the U.S. declared war on Islam and declared war on 7 Middle Eastern nations. And the 6th of those 7 has just fallen. That was Syria. And, you know, I think Iran is the 7th nation on that list. You know, Iraq already fell. Libya, I forgot the entire list, but Syria is one of them and Iran is one of them. So now you have to legitimately ask the question, well, what kind of a false flag attack is the U.S. military planning on the American people? Because, I mean, let's be honest, they don't give a crap about the American people. They're trying to, among other things, they're trying to stop Trump. So they need a big emergency before Trump gets into office, or if they can't stop Trump getting into office, they need to plunge him into an emergency and limit his options. So either way, the narrative that Iran is attacking America with drones, like, that narrative serves that purpose. And if you don't think that the U.S. government could attack the American people, were you in hibernation during COVID? They built a bioweapon. They shipped it off to Wuhan for gain-of-function research. This is all documented, even documented by the U.S. Congress now. The U.S. government built this weapon, and then they incorporated elements of it into the vaccine, and then they terrified people with a false pandemic panic to convince everybody to go into the hospitals to either die from ventilators so they could, you know, rack up the numbers, or to take the jab, which is a death shot. So, yes, the U.S. government has been waging war against the American people for a very long time, a depopulation war, an extermination agenda. So, of course, they're going to take it to the next level. They haven't killed enough people yet. What's the next level? Oh, you know, global nuclear war. I mean, they can attack and kill Americans and blame somebody else. And it, for them, it's win-win. They get to kill off a bunch of Americans, which is one of their goals. And they get to justify war on Iran, which is also one of the main goals of all these Zionist members of the Senate, you know, like Lindsey Graham and Ted Cruz and others. All they want is war with Iran. And that's exactly what's shaping up here. Now, the problem for America and for the Pentagon is that these drones are not the world's most advanced technology. They're only mysterious because they're being flown around at night and our government is lying to us about what they are. But if you were to just look at one on the ground, they're not that mysterious. I mean, it's just standard drone technology, probably. Just larger drones so they can carry heavier weapons. I mean, that's all this is. Or maybe they need to carry tanks, dispersion tanks of liquid that can disperse contact poisons across a city to make everybody sick so they can fake a pandemic. That might be exactly what they're for. Or maybe they're going to open fire on ground targets. Maybe they're going to drop small bombs. Maybe they're going to detonate nukes or something. We don't know, but a large drone platform is capable of carrying all those kind of weapon systems. The thing is, the U.S. is very far behind Russia. So Russia has the Oreshnik missile system, which is so advanced compared to anything the U.S. has. Oreshnik, which is kind of the meteor strike missile system, drops these kinetic projectiles essentially out of orbit that hit the ground at least Mach 11. I'm estimating much higher velocity, maybe Mach 20. And they obliterate the targets on the ground. And this was demonstrated recently against a target in Ukraine where the Oreshnik system penetrated at least, I think, three underground levels of bunkers in order to destroy an underground weapons manufacturing facility that manufactured rocket motors, I believe. And it was complete devastation. Everything was turned to dust because of the extremely high velocity and the specific composition of the metals that turned to plasma upon impact at those speeds. They turned to plasma, and it's a rapidly expanding plasma that expands much like a detonation of a chemical explosive. And that's why it causes so much damage. Well, that weapon system, the Oreshnik, can be affixed to intercontinental ballistic missiles. So ICBMs don't have to be nuclear. And Russia has proven they can simply be kinetic weapons, and they can cause tremendous damage. Russia can launch them all over the world. So Russia doesn't need drones. They don't need to have a hidden, you know, mothership under the water to show up and launch a shore attack with drones. They can just use Oreshnik missiles launched from Russia if they want to. And according to a recent report, Russia can manufacture 300 a year. 300 Oreshnik missile systems. And each one carries six munitions in its warhead, and each of the six carries six submunitions, which means 36 separate projectiles are striking the target. And Russia can build 300 of those full systems every year, according to estimates. So I guess whatever the West is planning to do with its submarine drone carrier platform, top secret weapon system, it's already obsolete compared to what Russia has just demonstrated. So if you think about it, the U.S. can't really do much damage to a country like Iran with a system like this. The only thing they can effectively do is to attack and terrorize the American people and blame it on somebody else. So almost certainly that's what's coming. This is not a difficult analysis. I mean, the pieces are so evident. They line up perfectly for this scenario. So just be prepared, because we don't have, you know, very long remaining before January 20th, and they're probably going to activate this, whatever this plan is, before January 20th, is my guess, or maybe on January 20th, huh? Maybe they launch these drones against Trump and the inauguration event. I wouldn't be surprised. I mean, there's nothing they won't try to, you know, assassinate the president and terrorize America, declare an emergency and halt the inauguration. Think about it. So stay tuned and don't listen to the lunatics out there claiming, oh, this is just regular general aviation aircraft. People are just looking at aircraft and thinking they're UFOs. No, this is not that. Clearly, this is not that. Because you've got all kinds of witnesses who are themselves pilots. They're very familiar with fixed-wing aircraft. They're very familiar with helicopters. Some of them are helicopter pilots, too. They know what they're seeing, and it's not normal stuff. This is something very different, okay? And clearly, it's a U.S. government secret weapons program. So thank you for listening. I'm Mike Adams. Check out our website, naturalnews.com. We're now publishing 4 times per day. Roughly every 6 hours or so, or some days it's 5 times. And check out our podcast at Brighteon.com. Thank you for listening. Take care. I've put together a whole lot of third-party partners with discount codes on this website, RangerDeals.com. Definitely check out this website. You are going to save a bundle on things that you need to be prepared. Be prepared for pandemics, be prepared for financial collapse. Let me just walk you through some of this. Like right here, 10% off of Petmectin, which is ivermectin labeled for pets, discount code Ranger. You just click that right there, and it goes to a third-party company, and this icon indicates that they compensate us with product donations that we then donate out to other people. So we kind of have an affiliate relationship here, but they don't pay us cash, they pay us in product that we donate out to other people in need through our church, by the way. So a lot of these, they just gift back to us, to our church, and then we donate that out to people who need it. If you scroll down, you'll see also we've got chlorine dioxide down here somewhere. Where did it go? Here it is, Safrax, 10% off chlorine dioxide. If you don't have a supply of chlorine dioxide, you absolutely need to get some of this and learn about it. And there's the button right there. In addition, to be prepared financially for what's coming, we've got 3 different sources of gold and silver here on RangerDeals.com. So one of these is called Prepper Bars. You can save 10% off. And that's these guys right here, where you have like breakaway silver pieces. There's like, I'm just kind of showing you, you can break this off, or you can break these off individually. They become 1/10 of an ounce, 1/20 of an ounce, or 1/4 of an ounce, etc. So these prepper bars are really handy. People love those. And then we've got gold backs, which have real physical gold embedded in each gold back. Very divisible form of gold. This has 1/1000th of an ounce of gold. You're actually looking at the gold. It's just flattened out. It's very thin, obviously, at 1/1000th of an ounce. But they have higher denominations. So you can find a link to that here on RangerDeals.com. Or if you just want mainstream, you know, like silver coins, gold coins in the 1 ounce format, you can also find those with our gold and silver supplier here at RangerDeals.com. We've also got 10% off the Trends Journal with Gerald Celente. That's right here. We've got $50 off the de-googled phones at Above Phone. 10% off the RNC supplements. That's vitamin B17 Laetril, which is featured by G. Edward Griffin on his book, World Without Cancer. We've got, you can save money off of heirloom seeds. You can save money on satellite phones here from the satellite phone store, SAT123.com. And on top of that, we've got here, we've got Shield Arms where you can have folding AR-15s, custom Glocks. You can actually save money on high-end firearms here with this link. We've got Ness's Hemp, a CBDA, very high CBDA, a cannabidiolic acid, which has its own efficacy. We've got 10% off holsters with 1791 gun leather, 10% off body armor with Hoplite. You know, you can save money on the Patriot Green products, the compost products, so much more, the portable power stations, solar generators, and here's a discount off of a movie. So much more. We're adding to this all the time, but just go to RangerDeals.com to see our current specials and the discount codes that can save you a bundle on things that can help you get prepared. And these are things that we don't sell in our store. We don't sell ivermectin and gold and silver
or things like that, or firearms, obviously. So these are third-party partners that offer things that we don't offer or can't offer ourselves. And we've negotiated these discounts for you. So take advantage of all that at rangerdeals.com. Get prepared. Interesting times ahead, that's for sure. Thanks for watching. Take care.